Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Dixie?
This is Dixie.
Hi, my name is Jackie calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No. No.
Oh, okay, thank you. May I ask, are you 18 or older and registered to vote? I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. May I ask your age?
75.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. I like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel either or. You may use any number from 0 to 100, okay? So, Donald Trump.
Zero.
Thank you. Charter schools.
50.
The National Education Association.
Forty.
Okay, Moms for Liberty.
50, because I don't know anything about that.
Okay, woke culture or wokeism?
50.
Joe Biden?
Zero.
Public schools?
70.
And the U.S. Department of Education?
70, I guess.
And also public school teachers.
Sixty.
60, thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good? Okay, thank you. Would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
I don't know. I'll have to say 50 on that. I don't really know anything about charter schools.
Okay, so you select
I'll say
public
50.
or?
Oh, I don't have any way to know that, so
Okay,
I
that's
haven't
fine.
had any experience at charter school.
Okay, perfect. So some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means public schools prepare them very well. 5 means they prepare them somewhat. And 0 means that they do not prepare their schools at all regarding these topics. So the first one is truthfully understand all of the American history, the good and the bad, from 0 to 10.
Oh, eight.
Okay, thank you. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
Four.
Embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
I'll say.
Yeah, from 0 to 10.
Say, yeah, 7.
7, thank you. Become more organized and have structure.
A school.
4. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, you mean the school or preparing the students for that?
No, the students become more organized and have structure. The student, how well is the public school educating the students
that,
on this matter?
I'd say 6.
Okay, thank you. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
How can they? Read that again.
Yes, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. How well are they preparing them? 0, not well, 5 somewhat, and 10 very well.
I'll say 5.
Okay. Thank you. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. How well are they being prepared for that? From 0 to 10.
7.
7. All right. Thank you. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education? It's not enough, too much, or about?
I'll say not enough.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot?
Nothing
at all. Is that correct? Nothing at all?
Yeah, very little.
A little. Okay, thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I would disagree.
Is that somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
Very
a lot?
Little.
A little or nothing?
No, little. Little.
Okay. Tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one is teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate at school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship.
I agree.
Thank you. Is that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose to them. First one is increasing teacher pay.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or
somewhat oppose.
Okay. Removing books from schools, libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
I strongly oppose that.
Thank you. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
I somewhat agree with that, depending on where it is.
Somewhat support?
Yes.
Okay. raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements.
I agree with that strongly.
Okay, thank you. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
If we should teach about it?
Yeah.
Yes, strongly agree.
Okay. Some U.S. citizens have approved a new Black Students' Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum? Do you agree or do you support or oppose?
I oppose.
Is that somewhat or strongly? Somewhat. Okay. Now I'm going to read three statements that others might make about education in America. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, 5 means somewhat, and 0 means not at all convincing. So the first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
I don't think we should do that. I'd say 0.
Okay, thank you. Second is, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How convincing is that?
Strongly.
Is that okay? From 0 to 10.
I strongly agree with that. Oh, 10.
10, okay. And the last one, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
I'd say 5.
Okay, perfect. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, let me ask you, you agree or disagree with the following. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children, including parents. I'm sorry, individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate at school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Kind of in the middle on that one. I mean, okay. Is that from 0 to 10?
No, it's strongly
agree or disagree.
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, and public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Agree, strongly agree.
Okay, awesome. So these are the last few questions for statistical purposes. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
1970.
Okay, but what was the last year? Is that high school?
Oh, college. I graduated from college that year.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Retired.
Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single,
married.
Separate? Thank you. regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Is that a strong Republican or not so strong?
Strong.
Do you have children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. No.
Although you don't have children under 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. Do you have a child?
Children.
Yeah, that's fine. So you do?
I have grandchildren that have, yes.
Okay. Do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thinking about the approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'd say somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. And please tell me for each of the following if this applies to you or someone in your household. Is a born again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No. No.
Is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay, perfect. So this concludes our survey. Thank you for participating. Thank you very much, okay? Have a great day.
You bet. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.